what's his name? Francis and Frank Hunter. Anybody ever heard of them? Well, one time I was down at one of their seminars down in the Houston area, and Francis was telling us a story about how a grandmother from England sent them an envelope with a little bitty tiny cloth in it and said, "My grandson was born without a hip and without one lung. I know that if y'all will pray over this and anoint this little cloth with oil and send it back to me, when I lay it on my grandson, the Lord is going to heal my grandson." Now, did you hear any faith in what this woman said? I don't think. I know he will. See, the king honors that kind of faith. So Francis said, "We got this little letter. I read it. We anointed it with oil." Said, "We got all of our staff around the table. We do this every once in a while ourselves. We get everybody together. We pray over something." And then they sent this back to England. And when it got there, the grandmother takes the little child and she just lays it on the child and said, "In the name of Jesus, you are healed." That's all she did. Well, they have that community medicine, whatever you call it in England, you know, where you have to take them to certain doctors. And so it's all covered. And so anyway, when it come time to take him back, she took him back. And the doctor saw the little child come and he told the nurse, "Okay, take some x-rays and let's see, you know, what the problem is here." And the nurse took the x-rays and brought them in and says, hand them to the doctor. And the doctor poked him. He said, "This is a wrong child. This is a wrong child." He said, no, that's the one you told me to take. That's the one I done the x-ray. He said, no. He said, "See this x-ray? This is that child. There was no hip and no lung on this side. But you look at this one, this child's perfect. There's not anything wrong with this child." And she said, "I guarantee you, doctor, that's that child." So the doctor took the child in. They did another x-ray with him watching. And he brought it back out, and he could not believe what he saw. Now, whose faith was it? Grandma. That's right, son. It was Grandma's faith that put that little piece of cloth in there and sent it to Frank and Francis Hunter, and they prayed with their staff and sent it back. It was that grandmother's faith that Jesus Christ honored and gave that little boy that new hip and that new lung. The other day when we were in Minnesota, there was a young woman up there, and she said, "Well, I'd like to give a testimony," but said it wasn't out of your ministry. I said, "Well, if Jesus did it, I don't care. You can give the testimony." She said, "My daughter, which is nearly 20, she said when she was born, the doctor come in and he done 3 tests and said our daughter had a bad heart." And so I said, "Okay, thank you for telling us. Now we know how to pray." And so she said, "We prayed, stood on God's word, and asked him to give our daughter a brand new heart. And we thanked him and said, it's done. No doubt in her heart. It's done. Not maybe, not hope. It's done. Jesus said the promise. In fact, I want to show you the promise that they stood on. In Matthew 18:19, I want to show you this awesome promise that Jesus made us a promise. If we'll walk in obedience to his word, look what he says. "Again, I say unto you that if 2 of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Now, is that an awesome promise God give you? Well, why don't we use these promises? So they did. She said, "We took that promise. We stood on it. It's done. Jesus made us a promise. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Our daughter has a new heart." So the doctor said, I'm going on vacation for a couple of weeks, so I'll send another doctor in to check her before you go home." Okay. Because you can't go home until the heart's fixed. Well, the next day or two, the doctor came in and checked the little baby and said, according to the records, this child's got a bad heart. I said, "There ain't nothing wrong with this child's heart." She said, "Well, I know that. We prayed and God fixed it." I mean, is that faith? More if we could just have that kind of faith, huh? So the doctor said, "Okay, you can go home." So 2 weeks later, the other doctor come back, and he saw they were home, and he called them and said, "Get back down here. We've got to do surgery on that baby." She said, "Well, ain't nothing wrong with our baby's heart." She said, "I checked it 3 times, and the heart was deformed, and it's going to have surgery." Oh, she said, "You told us that, but we prayed. And after we prayed, God said 2 of us can ask him. Agree about anything, he'll do it." So she said, "Our God give our baby a new heart." And said, the other doctor come in the next day after we prayed. He confirmed there wasn't nothing wrong with it. He said, "I see his record, but it can't be wrong because I checked it and it was bad. Bring the child back down here and let me check." She said, "Well, we live 85 miles away, but okay, I'll bring it back and let you check it to show you that there's nothing wrong with our daughter's heart." So she said, we drove back down there 85 miles and they checked the little heart. three more times, and the doctor confirmed there was nothing wrong. She said the daughter's 19, nearly 20 years old today, ain't never had another problem with her heart. Now, is God awesome when you believe? What will the king do when you believe? He honors faith, doesn't he? Now, if you're wishy-washy, well, in fact, let's go to this scripture, James chapter 5, verse 14, 15, and 16, and I want to show you another awesome promise for healing. James 5, 14, is any sick among you? Now, this is for the body of Christ. Now, who would that include? Any? Is that you? If you have a problem and you need to be healed? Is any sick among you, let him or her call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, not the prayer of unbelief now, but the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Now we saw all these things about how the Lord was going to strike you with sickness and disease if you disobey under the old covenant, right? Now, if you're under the new covenant and you're walking in obedience, who's going to do your healing for you? The Lord. So who is the author of all of this? The Lord. He is the King. And He's going to heal you. He's going to do everything. But He says, and the Lord shall raise you up, and if you have committed sins, they shall be forgiven Him. And then verse 16, therefore, look at what this says now. Confess your faults or your sins one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. Amen. See, it's still, we get to this confession of sin, right?
That's right.
Get rid of the sin and pray the prayer of faith. And the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, let me ask this question. How many righteous men do we have in this place? What about the rest of you? Second Corinthians 5:17, Dave. Take us to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I want you to see something. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, are you in Christ?
Yes.
Okay. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Are you a new creature?
Yes.
Okay, go to the next verse. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. You and I are to go out and reconcile the world back to the King. That's what our job is. Now then, verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, see, when you realize that right now, according to that line right there in the middle, not imputing their trespasses unto them, God is really not holding the lost world's sins against them at this point. So when you go out there and say, Lord, as a young man or young woman or old man or old woman or whatever you happen to be, do you know Jesus is not holding your sins against you at this point? If you come, He's given you grace that if you'll come and accept Him as Lord and Savior, I don't care what kind of sin you've lived in, He will forgive those sins and make you a new creature. Do you know that? God won't turn away nobody, will He? It don't make any difference who you are, how bad you've been. He's not holding your sin against you. Now, if you die in that sin, then He's going to judge you. He's going to send you to hell. But if you're still alive, but you say, but I've been a murderer. I've been a rapist. You know, I've killed 47 women in my life, and I brutally murdered and raped them. But I want to be forgiven. He said, I'll forgive you. I'm not holding no sins against you. Somebody said, that can't be. But that's what the Word says, isn't it? That's what the Word says. Then He says, verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Hey, ambassador? When an ambassador for the United States goes to a foreign country, he speaks for who? The United States of America. I mean, that guy, what he says is backed up by the president. He is an ambassador. Well, who are we working for? The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're His ambassadors. What we speak in His name, He'll back up if it's according to the Word. Now then, He says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. See, so what we're trying to tell them, be reconciled to God. That's our job as ambassadors, to go out and to tell them to come to Christ. Verse 21. For He has made Him Jesus to be sin for us who know no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. If He made you the righteousness of God in Christ, now let me ask you another question. If you're a born-again Christian, are you the righteousness of God in Christ? Hey, if you know you're the righteousness of God in Christ, now He says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So that's when you can say, hey, it ain't by my righteousness that I come in here, but it's by faith in the name of Jesus. Is that right, brother? By faith in the name of Jesus. Now then, if He made us righteous, shouldn't we continue to be righteous? Shouldn't we walk holy in the King's sight? Shouldn't we walk in love, like He said? Shouldn't we as husbands be great men that love our wives and treat them like ladies and be good to them? And as wives, shouldn't you respect your husband and submit to him in all things like the King says? So we can be an example, and the world will look and say, you know, I don't understand this couple. You know, I don't understand them. You know, here's this man's loving this wife and this woman submitting to him in anything he asks her to do, she does for him. And so, why do you do this? She said, because I love doing it for him.
I don't want to blaspheme the word of God.
Amen. But, you know, the world looks at that and thinks, you know, woman, you're stupid. You need to be your own woman. That's what the world will tell you, ain't it? But, you know, when you listen to the world, you know what that'll make you? That'll make you sick. That'll make your children sick. And that'll kill you at a young age because you're disobeying the word of God. And you get sick and afflicted. You don't want to disobey the King, do you?
No,
you don't. If you don't disobey the King and you walk holy before Him, you know that He says that technically speaking, you know, if you have any kind of sin in your life today, if you get rid of the sin of unbelief and you come and ask the Lord for healing, He never says no to His promises to you. You know that? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Let's go verse 18. 2 Corinthians 1, 18. Let's see what it says. 2 Corinthians 1, 18. But as God is true, is God always true?
Yes, He is.
Can He lie to you?
Nope.
Absolutely not. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Salvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in Him was yes. Okay, verse 20. For how many of the promises? For all the promises of God in Christ are yes.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.